This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio. And Kathy, you had mentioned during hour number one, this woman who got out of her car, and she had flip-flops on, and it was inclement weather, and it's just, you know, the wrong footwear. And when I was teaching our children how to drive, there was a rule. No one will drive wearing flip-flops. As a matter of fact, I despise flip-flops. And I don't let them in the house because they're dangerous. You don't get on a motorcycle with them. You don't go to the store with them. You don't drive a car with them. You don't operate a tractor with them because they don't stay on your foot. So the rule was that if you're going to operate motorized equipment, it didn't matter what it was, whether it was a go-kart, a motorcycle, a tractor, a car, a truck, you will have shoes on that stay in place, like with tie laces. Tie laces. You know, you tie them in a bow the old-fashioned way. That's what I wear every day. Every day I have footwear on that you tie with laces. Because nobody, Emerson Fittipaldi, Mario Andretti, you never see them get out of their race car with flip-flops. Because it doesn't work. By the way, race car drivers are athletes. It's grueling. So if you think that these guys are, you know, not fit and trim, that's not true. They're athletes. So the bottom line is, you should never get behind the wheel of a vehicle or machinery with flip-flops. As a matter of fact, I would go so far as to say that there should be a special penalty for anyone who is the cause of an accident who was wearing flip-flops. I'm serious. Because that's reckless and dangerous behavior. There's one other thing that I wanted to mention, Kathy. Tire pressure gauge. We have one of those in every vehicle. I just, you know, overlook that because it makes a lot of sense to us because we check our tire pressures all the time. Because if your tire is low in air pressure, it is more likely to blow than if it has the right tire pressure in it. Because tires that are low in pressure flex more when they contact the road. That flexing is friction, internal friction in the tire, the rubber part of the tire and the steel cords and the rayon and the nylon, etc. It causes more friction, more deflection, the tire gets hotter, and the tire is more likely to blow when it gets hot. Okay, so tire pressure gauge, that's one more thing. And we used to use chains back in the 60s and 70s. We don't use them anymore. We use the nylon toe straps because they're more forgiving, and they cause less of a bang, and they're easier on the equipment being towed and the towing equipment. And you can get them at the Chinese factory tool outlet. They have them in different lengths. A longer one is better if you think you're going to be towing somebody on the road. And in some states, it's legal to tow a car. In other states, it's illegal to tow a car. So you might want to check. But in an emergency, is that really that important? You have to make that decision. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, so much of what you are saying is so important. And I have to admit that I'm always embarrassed to say that I just took for granted what my husband did in the way of prevention with all the vehicles and the mowers and the tractors and all that stuff and making sure that you have the right gas and oil. And I went out last week and he was checking my car and his truck just to make sure that all the tire pressure was up. And I was watching him because I thought, you know, I just need to remember how he did it, why he did it, checking the, you know, the pressure with the tire gauge and how he used the compressor. It's just, I don't think that, I mean, as a woman, I guess I was never trained like that as a child. And I've learned over the years that's something that we all have to be aware of. So that's, I guess, true confession that I really didn't think about it. I just took it for granted that I knew he was going to take care of it. But by talking about it and being aware of it, you know, we all need to be learning these things.
Okay, so I have an exclamation point to that. When I was training our children how to drive, the agreement was, you're not getting your own car, just like your friends. They all have new cars, and the parents bought them. Mom and Dad aren't going to do that. You're going to get to, if you agree to the terms and conditions of this contract, then you may use the family vehicles, as long as you continue to agree, to follow the terms and conditions. And they were all safety, you know. The windshield has to be washed inside once a week. You know, the windows have to be washed inside, cleaned. The headlights have to be cleaned. You have to walk around the vehicle every time you get into it, make sure that the tires aren't inflated. You have to check the fluids once a week. And no cell phone in the front seat. Cell phone will be off. And in the back seat of the car, headlights will be on, radio will be off, no passengers that are not family members. All those, you know, things were part of this contract that I had with our children to use the family car. And one of the items, there's 21 items, and one of them was you'll have to do all the maintenance on the car. I'll help you, but you have to turn the wrenches. So I said to our daughter, okay, let's talk about how to change the tire. Dad, I know how to change the tire. I said, okay. Okay. Now show me. So she took out the tire lug nut tools, and she couldn't loosen them. She tried and tried and tried. I said, so, okay, so you know how to do it, but you can't do it. So let me show you a different way. So I showed her that you can, instead of pulling up to unloosen the lug nut, you can turn the wrench 180 degrees to the other side, and you can make sure it's, you know, it's on all the way, on that lug nut all the way, and you push down with your foot on the very tip of the lug wrench, okay? And you can use your weight. And she stepped on it, and boom, it loosened. Huh. So, you know, we learned something. Now, did she know how to do it? In her mind, she did. Could she do it? No. Not at that second. But now, I mean, that's a life lesson. It took maybe, you know, a couple minutes. But now, you know, it's why would I lift up on this, you know, really hard to turn lug nut when I can just push down with my foot? Why would I do that? Okay. So just one more thought. Kathy, there's one thing I wanted to cover today, and it's not on our list, but it's snowing here in the freezing Ozarks. And I wanted to mention, here is an absolute free way for you to know if you are losing heat through your attic insulation. So what you do is when it snows, you look at your neighbor's roof. You know, if you live in a development, you look at your neighbor's roof and you see, is the snow sticking or is it melting? If it's melting, they don't have very good insulation. And then you go and you look at your roof. Is it melted or is the snow not melting? So not melting means the heat is not escaping from your house. You're not heating the village with your furnace, okay? As much as other people who have, you know, snow melted off the roof. So when the snow melts off the roof, some people might think, well, that's great. You know, they don't have snow on the roof. It's not great. It's because the heat has leaked through the roof, you know, out the ceiling, whether it's first floor or second floor. So you look where the snow has melted. Take some pictures of that. Okay? So you know exactly where it is, front, back, sides. Take some pictures of that. And then you can get one of those non-contact thermometers. It looks like a pistol grip gun, the kind that might be mistaken by the police for a pistol. that's happened, and people have died from that. So, but, you know, mistaking a taser or a pistol for a taser. But if you get one of these non-contact thermometers, you get them on the internet, you get them at the Chinese factory tool outlet. I wouldn't spend more than $25 on one. And you point it, and you can read on a digital display the temperature that it says, and you can find out where your, if you go inside your house, you can find out where the leaks are, okay? So if it's freezing cold outside, and you aim this at the walls, and the temperature is, you know, 68, 68, 68, 68, 52, you know that you've got an insulation problem at the 52. Okay. And you can do the same thing in the summer. Find out where the heat's coming in. Okay. Kathy, back to you.
Wow, that's a great tip, Ben. You know, I wanted to thank you for the tip about, like you called it, banking your heat. We had really high winds yesterday. I mean, like 40-mile-an-hour gusts. And I didn't know if we were going to lose power or not, but I put my thermostat up, and it was just like, just in case it would go off, it'll give you several hours before your house is going to drop the temperature. But, you know, I was thinking about that, Ben, and I thought, I made some notes because I thought, okay, you know, we're kind of in the season that we may get a ice storm or snowstorm or somebody hits a foam pole or something and the whole area loses power. But some of the things I thought ahead, and I'll just read my list real quick. One was make sure, like, take a shower, wash your hair if you think, like, they're predicting a bad storm coming or potential. Run your dishwasher. Make sure all your dishes are clean. Wash all your dishes. Maybe catch up on your laundry if you know it, you've got like a day or two in ahead. I would make several meals at the same time. Maybe bake a few things in your oven, or maybe do a couple crock pot meals. Have those ready to go that you can maybe warm those up with a different power source. If you have to run to the store, let's say you just know you're going to need certain things, then either order it and try to get it in online, or, you know, go to the store. And I, through past experience, when I lost power, I would, like, clean out my bathtubs real quick and maybe rinse them with vinegar water, and I would fill them and just fill them up, because you can always use them for washing your hands or flushing the toilet, or, you know, boiling, if you can boil water, like with a gas stove, you could do your dishes. And I would fill up, like, your buckets and, you know, plastic jugs or totes or whatever. But those were some of the things that I think that it might help people, because if you've ever been in a situation and you're just caught and you have no water and your house is cold and you don't have any meals, I mean, just doing a few of these things ahead of time will just be a godsend. And plus, I keep, like, a stack of paper plates and napkins, paper napkins, in the event that you have a power failure. You don't have to worry about having all those dirty dishes piling up in your sink, so you can just use paper plates then or paper bowls. But I just use them for that. And if you lose power, you can always take, and it's real cold out, you can just take coolers or totes and put your food outside, and then you won't lose your food. But that was just some of the things I thought, then, you know, talking about the weather and the power. But I really appreciated the thing about raising your temperature. I just never thought about that in the house.
Well, yeah, banking heat. That's the term that we use for it. I don't know if that's a real term or not, but that's what we call it here. And we had a heat pump, you know, running. Before we had the outdoor wood furnace, we would bank heat just in case. And it works great. It really does. And it doesn't really cost anything.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I asked God for, if I wasn't overdrawn on miracles, if we could have two more. And one was to save USA Prepares. That was granted in full. And the second one was to save our daughter, who apparently needed a liver transplant from what we were told was Wilson's disease. It's a disease that copper accumulates in the body and destroys the liver. And that one has been delivered in increments, and her liver is regenerating. So it's entirely possible that it's going to fix itself, you know, with the help of chemistry and a miracle. And then this week, if we weren't overdrawn, or I wasn't overdrawn on miracles, we need another one. And two in our USA Prepares family were victims of COVID. And I learned yesterday that one of them was doing much, much, much better. And the one who was in the most serious condition, I learned this morning, is doing much, much, much better. So it looks like we got installments delivered on the third miracle. And I've asked Dr. Norm Shealy about this and the power of prayer. I've asked him on the air. And it's absolutely true. It works. So, but I would never do something as frivolous as ask to win the lottery. You wouldn't even consider that. So I just wanted to let you know that that is the status. And Kathy said something very interesting about this gal who was stranded in this inclement weather with the flip-flops. And that reminded me of a quote from a very famous man. And his name is John Wayne. And his quote is, "Life is hard. It's harder if you're stupid." That's the quote. "Life is hard. It's harder if you're stupid." John Wayne. And that was the first thing that came to my mind when Kathy was telling us about this gal with the flip-flops in the inclement weather and didn't have the proper attire, wasn't prepared. And it's just like what you heard and read about those trapped on Interstate 95. They were hungry and they were thirsty and they were there for hours and nobody came to help them. And who's to blame? Well, I'll tell you who's to blame. The people who ventured out are to blame. Okay? They are to blame. But what caused the storm? Well, I have a dear friend, and you might have heard of his name. There aren't many senior instructors here at USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan is one. Dr. Norm Shealy is one. Rick Miller. And Dane Wigington. Okay? Those are the senior instructors. I called Dane Wigington. And I was talking with him about the storm because our daughter was telling us, you know, how serious it was, and it's way worse than it was being reported. And it was being reported as devastating. And Dane has the patents. He's researched the patents. These are man-made weather calamities. Man-made. We see them spraying the chemtrails overhead, and then the weather goes nuts. And it's expensive. It's cost us 2 calves and a cow so far, plus probably $600 in formula for this one calf that we're trying to keep alive. $600 extra feed for this one calf because I absolutely, positively refuse to let it die if I can prevent it. Now, am I going to deduct that on my income taxes? You bet. You bet. Because when somebody vandalizes someone else's property, that's tax deductible. Vandalism is tax deductible. And you can see that this guy has been vandalized. I'm deducting it. Kathy, any quick comments?
Well, Vince, God answers your prayers with your daughter and the other instructors, and I think that's really good. And I wanted to ask how little Buckwheat was doing.
Well, little Buckwheat is in the house, and I think he knows his name, and it smells like a barnyard in our house, but that's great. We love it. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, is cracking down on payments made through third-party apps, requiring platforms like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App to report transactions if they exceed $600 in 1 year. The new IRS monitoring program started January 1st. President Biden addresses the nation Thursday morning.
The big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day, November 3rd, 2020. Think about that. Is that what you thought? Is that what you thought when you voted that day? Taking part in an insurrection? Is that what you thought you were doing? Or did you think you were carrying out your highest duty as a citizen and voting?
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Federal prosecutors under Democrat Attorney General Merrick Garland have charged more than 700 people in more than 45 states with participating in the January 6 riot. It should be noted that none of them have been charged with insurrection. Bill O'Reilly was on Fox News last night giving his perspective on all the riots the last 2 years.
Well, it'll be interesting tomorrow when Vice President Harris gives a speech on the January 6th Capitol riot, because she actually called for Americans to supply money to bail out some of the protesters arrested in the Floyd riots. So I don't think she's going to mention her posture back then, but it's obvious to anybody that the left doesn't want any kind of accountability for what they do, yet they demand that any mistake on the right, and certainly this was a huge mistake, invading the Capitol. And anybody who thinks it wasn't doesn't really understand life, doesn't understand the United States, because when you do something like that in support of Donald Trump, you hurt Donald Trump. And so you're hurting your guy. And you, when you break into the Capitol, you're hurting your cause. And so I say, you know, what are you doing? You think this is going to turn out well?
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
One or today's hot.
Why keep it? God,
take my.
When you got
me for 2 seconds. Sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio, talking about domestic engineering and surviving the mess that's in front of us, and it's going to get worse. In my opinion, this is not going to get better for a while, and I've said that from day one of the genocide. I said that we're in this for probably 10, at least 20 years before we get out of it. Gwyneth thinks that we're never going to get out of it. She may be absolutely right. So that being our thoughts now for some of the instructors, Kathy, are you concerned that this is going to be protracted?
Oh, absolutely. This last two years has just been just terrible, with just changing the way we think, the way we live, the way we're able to conduct business, the prices of everything. I know, Vince, you talked about the weather and spraying stuff in the air. And look how it's affected you. I mean, it's cost you thousands of dollars just with your few cows and calves that you've lost. But, you know, think about everybody trying to grow things and all the problems that we're going to have with that, and farmers really are going to struggle even more. And what about next year if, with this crazy weather we've had like 60-degree weather, you know, a week ago, and things starting to, all the trees thinking that it's spring, and now we've got 15, or I think I got 13 right now. So I think it's going to be difficult, and I think the prices are going to go up no matter what it is, Ben, all the consumer goods. But all you got to do is just look. If you know your prices from even a few months ago, you can just see how they've all gone up.
So I ordered, Kathy, in class, I ordered a manual for a series of John Deere tractors. We have a 1070. It's a little compact 40-horsepower tractor. It weighs about 3,000 pounds. And we have a smaller one, a 670, which is like a lawnmower. It's 20-horsepower, and it's got a 60-inch cut. And we use it for towing equipment around. It's got a... We put on the back of it a carry-all, which you can back up into a pallet and pick up a pallet of, you know, several hundred pounds and carry it around. And so we use, you know, those tractors, and I put a tire on the front of the little 670 tractor. And so if I need to push a vehicle or I need to push some equipment, I use the tire as a bumper. And sometimes you see tires on the side of docks, you know, as cushions, and that's what I did. And so I just put this tire on the front of the tractor, and I use it as a cushion to, you know, push vehicles by the rear bumper or the front bumper and move them to, if the vehicle won't move. And so I wanted to buy a manual for that, and the manual's hundreds of dollars for a John Deere manual. And I found one on the internet for about $10. So I ordered it. It's on a DVD or a CD, one of those. And I've been waiting for it. It's supposed to be here in the early part of November. Well, it's stuck. It's stuck in the distribution center of the United States Postal Service, along with a used print server I bought. I wanted to have a print server that would print with Linux and Windows, so just take a laser printer that we've had for 20 years and just hook it up and plug it into the Cat5e network that we have here at the farm. And so it's wired, and so any printer or any PC could access this printer, and that's stuck, and, you know, the U.S. mail is absolutely awful, and it's never been worse in my entire life than it is right now. That's one thing. So the weather, I believe, is man-made. Dane Wigington says it's man-made, so we're on the same page. A lot of us feel the same way, and what you said about, you know, storm preparation, banking heat, getting the dishes done. Why would you not do the dishes? If you know a storm's coming and you're going to need dishes and you think maybe you're not going to have any water, why would you not do your dishes now? Okay? Why would you not do the laundry? Why would you not take a shower? You know, we want to take it when there's no water. So you bank water, you bank heat, and make sure you have food and all those things. And if you have to, have curtains and ways of closing off rooms that don't have water pipes in them in case you have a protracted outage. And in Virginia, we were without electricity for 11 days. And all kinds of bad things happened. People died because they froze to death, because they were not prepared. So, class, you are prepared. You're thinking the right way. And in that line of thinking, Kathy, you and I were talking about salt for water softeners. Do you have any additional information that you found out, or do you want me to just tell my story?
No, go ahead, Ben. Yep, go ahead.
Okay. Were you able to find any?
Yes, we did. We were able to find it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So, class, I know the burn rate. Burn rate is the equivalent, that's probably slang for consumption rate. Okay. Burn rate of an oil burner, how many gallons per hour, burn rate of gasoline, you know, or diesel fuel and equipment generators, you know, that's burn rate. Right. So burn rate for water softeners for us is about one 40-pound bag of water softener salt per month. So, you know, two bags would last 2 months. Well, having two bags is ridiculous in my world. So I decided to buy some more. And we had some, and I decided to buy some more. And I thought, well, how many bags fit on a pallet? It's 49 40-pound bags fit on one pallet. Okay? So I thought, well, to make it easy, I'll get a pallet. So I called around, and the last time I bought salt, it was $4.28 per 40-pound bag. Now, there's three kinds of salt. There are the water softener crystals, which is rock salt. That's fine for throwing, you know, on a surface to melt the snow. But it has impurities. Okay, so rock salt is about 98.5% pure. Then there's a next step up. So rock salt is the cheapest, least expensive, but the least desirable for your water softener. One step up is solar salt, which is 99% pure. But the one you really should use, in my opinion, the only one you should use, is called salt pellets. And it's refined, and it's 99.8% pure. So what's the other stuff? Well, that would be debris. Okay? And that debris will settle to the bottom of your brine tank, the salt tank for your water softener. And it, over time, it can clog the orifices, the very fine passages within your water softener, which would cause a maintenance job. Either you do it and clean, take it apart and clean it, or you call somebody and a couple hundred dollars later, they clean it. All right? Or you just do what the uneducated do and get a new one. All right? But you can prevent all those problems if you use the salt pellets. There's two brands. There's Morton and there's Diamond. And they're both fine. They're both just fine. So I wanted to buy them. And I'm thinking $4.28. I go to Sam's Club. They're out of stock. They don't have them. There's none available at Sam's Club, at least around here. So I'm looking around, and I call Tractor Supply, and they say they don't have them. Really? On the website, it has them. You know, they say they sell them, but they don't have them. So I say, can you order them for me? Yeah. Website says $4.99 for 40 pounds. So I call the local Tractor Supply, and the gal doesn't know what the answer is. I talk to the manager. The manager says, yeah, we can order them for you. I said, okay. So what's the price? $5.99. The website says $4.99. He said, well, no, at the store it's $5.99. I said, well, can you match the price on the website? No, can't do it. So it's their website. And the guy said to me, so where does it say that? And I said, well, let me look. And Kansas. So Kansas is not that far away from Missouri. And so it's $4.99 in Kansas. It's $5.99 here in Missouri. And he said it's $5.99. But we'll give you 5% off because you're going to buy a pallet. I said, I'll pass. Thanks so much. So I didn't buy them from there. And I looked around, and Home Depot had them. $4.97. And they're $4.49 if you buy six or more. I'm thinking a pallet. That's great. So they said they had 63 in stock, and I bought 49 of them because I know 49 would be shrink-wrapped on a pallet. And a couple hours later, I get a call from the Home Depot store, and they say, yeah, we're canceling your order. So why are you doing that? Well, because we don't have them. Well, wait a minute. The Internet says you have them. Yeah, but we don't have them. I said, okay, can I get what you have and then get the rest later on a back order? I'll call you back. No call back. So I called and I talked to the head knocker, the boss. And I said, so here's what happened. I bought these and I want these. And he said, well, they might be on the truck that's coming in tonight. Let me check. It's going to take 10 minutes. I'll go line by line, one line per page on the screen. I will look. Hold on. Comes back and says, yeah, we've got 63 of them coming in. I said, great. Tell you what. So instead of buying the 49, just the 49, which I've already paid for, how about I take all 63 since they're shrink-wrapped together, I'll just buy those, and you just load those onto my trailer with your forklift. Great. Transferred me to customer service. I paid for the other 14 bags. Everything's good. And he said, I'll put a note in there that says it's one order, put it all together, and so they won't take it apart. So I called the next morning. And I said, so do you have them? Oh, yeah, we got them. We got the 49. I said, no, 63. And they said, well, we took it apart. We took the 14 bags off. I said, well, can you put it back on? I said, yeah, we can put them back on. I said, great. That way we can just bring our trailer and you can just use your forklift. And then I said, great. We'll shrink wrap them. You got them. You can come get them today. I said, great. We'll be there. Call me back a little while later. And they said, look, we're missing four of them. Somebody took four of your bags. I said, okay, so what are you going to do? They said, well, we'll give you these other bags that have more iron removal capacity. So would that be okay, Mr. Finelli? I said, that'd be fine. Can you shrink wrap it all together? And can you put it somewhere where no more will be taken from my purchase? They said, yeah, we'll do that. So we got them. But all that to get salt. Now, the whole point of all this is, now you know what kind of salt to buy, the pellets. You can buy Morton, in my opinion, or Diamond. I get nothing for this. I'm not on retainer with any of these companies. We have no advertisers. And the bottom line is, if you think that you're going to be able to buy 40 pounds of anything for 10 cents a pound, I think that's a wish. What I'm saying is freight has gone through the roof, and it's hard to get water softener salt. And in my opinion, you might want to consider doing what I just did, which is get it while you can get it, because the new price is over $6. Kathy, any comments? What did you find?
We still found it at the, I think it was 549 cents is what we found it at.
Okay, 549. Yeah, 549.
Yeah,
that's a dollar more. That's a dollar more than what I paid. Yeah, and that was yesterday. So one day later, after I did it, the lowest price was a dollar more. Yeah. So class, did you find it anywhere? I mean, did you find it everywhere? Anywhere you looked?
Well, he did the searching online, but I believe he did find it at the Home Depot and at the one store that's not too far from us.
I have to,
I was looking around too. I can't remember which one. I think the TSC had some there, but it wasn't a huge amount. You know, it looked like they had maybe 10 bags there, according to what the website said. So, yeah, I know he picked it up today. So,
well, that's great. So, class, here's the point. One bag per month. Now, if you don't have the salt, what does that mean to you? That means you're going to use, if you don't have the salt for your water softener, you're going to use 2 and 3X more detergent in your washing machine, in your dishwasher, and in your shower, and it's going to be harder on all of your faucets.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. You know, I was thinking, Kathy, when I lived in Virginia, they used to, the editor of the newspaper used to write articles about this fictitious character called F-I-R-E-M. And if you were to say that in Southern, with a Southern dialect, it'd be fire 'em. And that would be, if you'd slow that down, it'd be fire him. And that was me. And so I was known as fire 'em. And that's because I would say that we should fire, you know, our town government, our state government, our county government, you know, for ineptitude, for corruption, etc. And so they would write articles about me. And so I still have that same momentum, fire 'em. And class, if you are reading media, watching media, and you don't get the answers, and they can't answer your questions, fire them. Okay? Kathy, back to you.
Vince, the salt that you got, was that the Clean and Protect? Is that the one that you got?
It's the Crystal, Crystal brand, and it is the yellow bag, and it's the salt pellets, and I'll tell you in a second. I'll have to bring up... I have to bring it up, but give me a second, and I will do that research while you teach your part.
Well, you know, Vince, while you're looking that up, I wanted to mention a couple things because this is something that I do. I sew and I repair. I mostly repair things, but I do sew quite a bit too. And one of the things that I would recommend, and it just isn't for people that sew. I mean, it would just be good to have it on hand. They make a fabric that's called broadcloth. And what it is it's just a cotton, kind of looks like a cotton sheet, and it's solid. And I wait till they have a good sale. And through the years, I went and I got about 2 or 3 yards of each of the plain colors. And I started out with white and then beige and then brown, and I got gray, navy, black, red, just your basic colors, blues and greens. And I can't tell you the amount of times that's come in handy for me. And I got to thinking about it with everything happening. And if you go back and you look at pictures of, like, people that lived through the Depression, their clothes are tattered, they're all patched up. There's holes in the jeans. There's holes in the overhauls and the coats. And I got to thinking about, I'm glad I have what I have in the way of fabric because I can do repairs. So it might be smart to find, get the broadcloth, maybe go out and buy a couple yards of denim. Just to, I mean, you can save it from your jeans, but sometimes you need like a wider piece than that. So I would do that, maybe get some corduroy, some heavier duty corduroy in case you need to support something a little bit more. But that I have gone through, like, you just never know. Sometimes you need like a pink and you don't think you're ever going to use that color, but then you go to repair something and you need that. And the other thing I do, Vince, is I was thinking about to try to save and get over-the-counter medicines and supplements. And you can take those, especially like, let's say you wanted to make sure you had some Benadryl. So you could take those and put those in a food saver bag, you know, empty out the bottle if they're capsules or tablets, put it in a food saver bag, you know, put the box with it, if it comes in a box or the little bottle, and put the instructions in it if you can't, and just suck out all the air and date it. That way you're going to extend the life of that medication. If we can't get it or the price goes crazy, you know, how precious is that going to be? Especially like with me and castor oil. You know, I use castor oil, and I believe I told you the name. It's called Humco, H-U-M-C-O. And maybe the next time we have a class, since I wanted to talk about some of the ways I use it and some of the benefits of it. But I wanted to kind of mention that before the end of the show.
Okay, so that's the same brand that I use, H-U-M-C-O, and I believe you can get that at the Chinese factory outlet. And I think it's a few dollars for a 6-ounce bottle, and that's the what I put in my eyes, one drop at a time, as per Dr. Norman Shealy's recommendation. And you know, at bedtime, you can lie down and if you, do your own research, but don't believe anything that we say. But it has to be USP, U.S. Pharmacopeia. Okay, that's the purest version of it. And you don't want anything less than that, especially if you're going to put it in your eyes. So you might, if you decide to try it, don't do it because we talked about it. Okay? But if you decide to do your own research and follow up, try one drop in one eye first and be ready to rinse out in case, you know, you find something doesn't agree with you. Okay, Diamond Crystal, bright and soft salt pellets. Home Depot, $4.97. Buy six or more, $4.47. That's what we bought. We bought a pallet plus 14.63. We bought everyone that had to make it easy on them, and it was $4.47 per 40-pound bag. So that's what we bought, Kathy. Same thing that you're talking about.
I think we got it at
Kathy,
that price.
Kathy, thank you so much. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Good for you. Thank you. See you in a couple weeks.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.